All right, guys, my absolute pleasure to bring you guys this call. Wherever you're actually listening to the call, whether it be America, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, across Asia. I'm in Australia with Isagenics in 12 countries now. I know there's people all over the world that tune in. And it's even bigger pleasure to welcome one of my best mates, 9-star platinum, 8-star crystal executive, and Stardy ambassador, and one of the most humble, down-to-earth guys you'll ever meet, rockstar Jackson Parr. How are you, champ?
I'm good. What's going on, Godfather?
Hey, good man. Good. Although you've lost the rockstar, I heard that your new nickname is Jackson Purr. Is that true?
They're trying to get it to stick. It's not really. Give it another month and it'll be completely forgotten, which I'm fine about.
Enough people listen to this call over and over again and they can just sort of use that hashtag and keep it in. So I'll give it a plug. That's in case Blackburn listening in. I know you branded Jacko. So Jacko, mate, really like today's call, what you're going to share is all about how you've actually built your business over the 3 years that you've been in Isagenics. Yeah, you coming up to an anniversary or you've just passed the 3 year mark, right?
God, I'm not good with dates. What are we now? I think 3 years was the start of September. So what's that?
Awesome.
Just over 3 years.
So 3 years, you're an Isagenics millionaire, 9-star, earning a very, very, very significant multiple six-figure income, charging towards a seven-figure income. But what I want to do is take it back through this journey, because people look at that and they go, wow, you know, when somebody's new, they look at that kind of figures and they often go, I can't do that. And I know for a fact when you started, you never had it in your mind that in 3 years' time you'd be earning the income that you're earning. However, I know that you always believed you were going to be successful. So can you just take everyone back? How did you get into Isagenics? What got you started? And then, you know, what really gave you the belief to build this business?
Yeah, I totally get what you're saying, because with the, you know, obviously new people think far out, that's impossible, and I get it because I was right there with you. I always kind of explain it. It's not like you start and you think you won't be successful, because otherwise why would you start in the first place? But in saying that, I never started thinking, you know, even though I didn't think I wouldn't do it, I definitely didn't think I could do it either, because it's just so surreal and so out there. But how I got started with ISA was, my full story takes about 50 minutes, so I'll give the very short version. I actually said no. I first got shown Isagenics about 2 years before I actually got started. I played college basketball in America, and our, like, sport is everything in America, and we had, like, our own strength and conditioning coach for basketball, and he was the one that reached out to me just purely for the product standpoint, because he knew how much I loved to train, I loved health and sport and things like that, and he was like, Jackson, you need to get on this. I've never seen anything like it, blah, 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 and this guy I respect more than anyone when it comes to health, sport, nutrition, performance, all that kind of stuff. And he was the one telling me about it, and I just went, scam, get away, whatever, shakes, crap, nearly swore. I just wasn't ready. I couldn't understand it. And so 2 years later, because timing is everything, I kind of saw it again, and I was just obviously in a different stage in my life. I wasn't getting the results I wanted, even though I was eating chicken, broccoli, sweet potato. I was training 8 times a week, and I just, results were minimal. I wasn't really changing, even though I was putting in so much effort. And so that was playing a weight on my mind. And then one day I saw my CrossFit box owner mentioned that they had earned, what was it? It was like something about they earned more part-time this week than they did full-time or something like that. And at the time, I was working 2 jobs, had no money, in debt, problems galore, and I was just like, what is it? Because I need it. And when I found it was Isagenics, I was like, I don't want that, blah, 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 blah. And it kind of got me to a point where I was like, well, do you know what it is? Or do you think you know what it is, or do you actually know what it is? And I was like, oh, well, that's a good point. And so I went to a launch. I didn't know it was a launch party, but I went around to their place and it was a launch party and watched the videos. I'm like, yep, I get it. Sounds great. But I still, it's just not enough to get me off the fence, over the line. And then when they said it had a money-back guarantee, I was like, sign up. I didn't have the money. Even though I had two jobs, I didn't have the money, which was like more motivation to even do it, because I always used to think, well, what if like a tire goes flat, or what if there's an emergency? I'm literally screwed. That's not a way to live. So I put it on my credit card, which I don't advise people do, but that's what I did. And I just said, well, I'm either asking for my money back or I'm making my money back because I can't afford. And yeah, that's the real short summary of how I got started, and the rest is history.
Just out of curiosity, have you spoken to the guy that first originally introduced you to Isagenics? Is he still in Isagenics and not following up?
Yeah, well, obviously I feel, well, I don't feel horrible. people aren't proper.
Timing goes into it.
But obviously I did feel bad when I started to, you know, generate an awesome income. He actually did, I'll give him, I don't think he really does the business, but if he is, Levi, you're the man. He actually even helped, he coached me on my first 30 days.
Yeah, how awesome is that? That's what I love about this
still,
community too.
Yeah, right? He still helped me, even though I think he was a bit bitter, as I guess you would be, as I've been. He did. he still knew what was up. So, and I was freaking out because it was so new to me and I was still wanting to train really hard. And so he was giving me advice of how to kind of tailor it to my workload and working a labor job and training and stuff like that. So, yeah, I haven't spoken to him in a while, but, yeah, Levi is the man.
And I know for you, Jacko, you know, many people that know you have seen your transformation, your 30-day transformation. And was that really the massive kickstarter for you, like focusing in on the products, or as in the first 30 days and just really utilizing your own transformation to propel yourself? Or what was the real trigger for you? I know obviously getting it paid for in the first place was a trigger, but then on top of that, was it just really getting the transformation? Was that a driver?
Was it a driver? I think in the long run it has been, because like anything in life, if you don't have the belief in what you're doing, you can't go very far. So, you know, obviously once I had the physical results, like just my belief in this thing, and I could no longer have someone say this or that, or it doesn't work, because how could you tell me it doesn't work when I'm living proof? So it did help. And I always say, you know, you don't need a before and after. Like, you know, here in Australia, you know, our overall income earner, Jem Patch, I've never seen her before and after. So you don't need one, but it definitely doesn't hurt to have one. So, yeah, it helped my belief in the long run. But, you know, I had my, I think I made $1,000 my first week in ISA, and obviously I didn't have my results yet, so it's not the be-all end-all that I needed. Definitely. But I think in the long run, I wouldn't be where I am today if the comp plan was the same, the training was the same, the leadership was the same, but the products didn't have an effect on me. I wouldn't be where I am today.
Yeah, it totally makes perfect sense. So people listening to the call, so that's how you got started and away you went. Now, obviously they don't know your full journey over that first 12, 18 months. What is it, as I was saying, you know, if somebody's out there and they're brand new to Isagenics, so they're a one-star or a two-star and they're really wanting to take their business to the next level, take us back to as you were going through that first 12 and 18 months. What were you doing on a daily basis? So you're working two full-time jobs when you started Isagenics. You were flat broke, but you went after it. What were some of the things that you were doing that you would highly recommend people do on an absolute daily basis?
Man, at the start. So there's different ways to kind of build this business, which is awesome. The only one I can ever relate to was I was like all in approach. So that's all I can really speak on because that was my approach. So when I started, my life was basically wake up at 4:30, go work out at CrossFit at I think it was 5 or something like that, get done, go straight from CrossFit to work, start work at I think it was like, I loved it. I can't remember now. That gives me so much
joy
that
cool.
I can't remember.
That's really cool.
But it was something like, you know, a typical I started a bit earlier, but I'd work like, I think it was 7 to 3 or something like that. So up at 4, work out, get to work, work from 7 to 3. I'd always stay behind an extra half an hour to hour because I needed that overtime. And they wouldn't pay us extra or like double time or anything. It was just, do you want to work more? And unfortunately, I always had to put my hand up. And then from there, I'd go to a park and I'd do a personal training session for one of my friends because that extra $50 a night I would make doing that hour session was like the difference between treading water and drowning. So I'd do that and I'd get home at 6 and then that was it. And so before Isogenics, of course, I'd get home at 6. I'm freaking rooted, I'm tired. I chuck on a movie or a TV, I eat and I go to bed because I got to get up in the morning at 4 and do it all over again. But just instead, once I started ISA, it was when I get home, I'd just work on my business until it was time to go to bed. And I'd work. We weren't really allowed our phones at work, so I'd try and like, you know, take it to the toilet and send off a few messages or in my lunch break, but it was really when I got home at 6 till when I went to bed, I was just working. And then obviously on the weekends, weekends were really where I built my business. I didn't have much time during the week, as most people don't, but weekends I did have time. So it was just, I dedicated building this business on the weekends. And what I did specifically, I just really focused on the start. You know, I did my learning. I list all my learning, like the Take Action Team podcast and Isogenics podcast and all that stuff. I did all that in the car. So when I was driving to and from work every day, that was my, like, learning time. You know, I always visualize Lynn and Michael Klaus or Lynn Hagedorn always saying, you know, your left foot, you've got to learn, and then your right foot, you've got to do, learn, do, learn, do. So
nice.
I was always learning in the car because when I got home, I didn't want to sit in front of my computer and watch, you know, listen to something. That was my time to talk to people. So I would really just start talking with people, connecting with people, doing basically whatever I learned that day in the car or to and from work. I'd get home and I'd kind of apply it. A big thing I remember doing at the start was, you know, you hear the 3x3 matrix and things like that, you know, setting goals, who you should talk to, who you should follow up with, things like that, which are awesome. I know what I did and what I still do is I didn't set goals how many people to talk to or follow up. My goals revolved around how many people I'm going to welcome into our, you know, our cleanse page or our lifestyle page or whatever you guys call it, listen to. That page where you have people in there on the fence or sharing their results and things like that. And I always set my goal, you know, 3 a day into there kind of thing. Because then I knew if I'm adding 3 people a day into that page, I'm going to see results in my business. It might take me 10 conversations. It might take me 3 one day. It might take me 20. But I'm kind of not stopping until I get 3 in that page and welcome them. Because I know if I'm welcoming them in there, I know that they've got a problem. I know that Isogenics has come up. I know that I've sent a video. I know that et cetera, et cetera, where I found sometimes I'd speak to 20 people, but obviously nothing really came from it. And then, you know, my business wasn't growing. So that's what I kind of basically did at the start and just repeat.
That's awesome, man. Even for people listening, and I know obviously we were in the same cleanse pages once we got started as well with you, and you, I think it wasn't just a matter of you putting people into the cleanse page, because obviously that was your focus, and I do remember you saying that to us as well, just find a way to get on the conversation and eventually get the people in the page and the page to do the work for you. But you used to show up in those pages as well. It wasn't like you just used to dump people into a Facebook group and just hope that it would do the work for you. You used to show up continually sharing, being a leader in those pages way before you were earning the income as well, correct?
Well, yeah, and you know, it's not because I like to think I'm a nice guy, but it's not just because I'm a nice guy. That's how it works. That's how the algorithm works. So if I know, for example, Alan, you needed to lose 10 kilos and you were, working really hard, no time kind of thing. I know if I add you into that page and then later that night or the next day, I post in there an article about someone losing 10 kilos or I celebrate someone's success in there that's just lost 10 kilos and is a parent, that's going to come up on your Facebook, you're going to get a notification on that, and that's going to how I can like follow up with you without being direct and things like that. So yeah, you've got to create that page and create the energy in there, because you can have two separate pages, they're doing the same thing, but one's going off and has energy and enthusiasm and loving it, and the other one's not doing much.
Totally.
But it all comes back to you. You got to start it. You know, leadership to me is going first and leading by example. So if you want to be an amazing page and have things going off in there, like, you got to set the tone yourself, and people will follow.
For you too, Jacko, and I know a lot of people actually comment, and even myself, I still say Jackson's a great example that. I remember the very first thing you said to me when Larry and I decided, okay, we're going to pursue this and share Isagenics. The very first thing you said to me was, when it comes to social media on Facebook, the goal is when someone wakes up and they need to lose weight, feel better, create wealth, that the first person they think of is Jackson Parr or Alan Hilton or whoever you happen to be listening to this call is the first person they think of. And when I look at your Facebook, not a lot has changed for you over the 3 years, has it? Obviously, the wealth creation stuff is involved in there now as you've created that, but you still continually to this day are posting people's transformations, posting things about the product. For you, is that something that do you keep getting people finally after 3 years coming back to you and saying, hey, okay, let's do this, I've had enough?
Absolutely, and I will help people in 3 years' time that are saying the same thing. And yeah, I've probably built, I don't know, probably 90% of my business through Facebook, and not from reaching out to strangers, not for paying for groups or pages or ads, just simply me, Jackson Parr. And my kind of philosophy, and I know you always bring it up when we chat, so I'm glad it's made an impact, was, you know, at the end of the day, people don't log into Facebook to buy something. So what people, you know, consistency is king, but so many people quit because they'll make a post and no one comments on it. Oh my God, sign me up. This is what I've been looking for. And they kind of like get discouraged or think that's what they're aiming for. And to me, that's not what we're aiming for at all. It's all about, like, it's almost like for the subconscious mind. Like you said, my goal isn't to make a post and for someone to message me straight away and go, oh my God, I just saw your post, sign me up. Even though that has happened, that's not the goal. Mm. My goal is, like you said, I want, when that time does happen, because it's going to happen for everyone, well, hopefully not everyone, but for most people, where they catch themselves in the mirror in a certain angle, or someone says a smart-ass remark, or I'm speaking to someone before I go on this call where they're saying, I've noticed that my partner is no longer attracted to me. When those things happen, I want them to think, I need to speak to Jackson. And it's not because of a certain post, this post on this date or anything like that. It's just the consistency of it. It's the seeds planted. Same with the income. I've had two of my biggest business builders come to me, and they're both at the time where they'd just gone on holiday with their family, and they were heading back home, and then it hit them far out. Like, this could have been my life. Now I've got to go back to work. All right, I need to call Jackson. And it wasn't because I posted then and there. So, yeah, that's my kind of method to my madness with Facebook. It's not about doing a big power post and having someone message you in the first, like, 30 minutes once you press send. It's just the consistency. And it's what mainstream media does to us. Whenever, now I can't think of an example, but when I think, like, Alan, what's a soft drink?
Coca-Cola thing, yeah.
And it's not because you just saw an ad 5 minutes ago. It's just your whole life you've just been hit, and it's there. And so, yeah, that's why I kind of still post this day. And just when you said with the wealth, it was so much more powerful and easier when I was making that extra $200 a week, $500 a week, $1,000 a week, $50 that week. Like, those kind of incomes for the week, they were so powerful and that was relatable. If I told someone, I told you what I made last week, but if I told anyone else what I made last week,
people will see the bonus.
They're saying, oh, I saw you on the news. There's that new drug outbreak here on the Gold Coast. You must be on it, because it's just not,
you can't fathom it, can you? You really can't. Yeah.
That's why I don't do that many wealth posts, because it's just people can't relate. But when I was making, like, how I got started, I just made as much as I made full-time, part-time. That's what got me. If they would have said, oh, my God, I made $10,000 last week, I'm rolling my eyes and talking about you behind your back kind of thing. Like, check.
Totally.
Don't think, oh, you have to, like, be making $2,000 a week to, but it was, you know, posts where I'd make, I made $100 that week. That was like 5 hours work. That meant I would leave work Friday before lunch because I didn't have to work and it was almost like I had the same income. And it was like I had a 3-day weekend. Those kind of posts and feelings, they were like the draw card, not making a big income.
Money.
Yeah.
I know you're very much on the variety with your before and after photos as well. Is that pretty much the theory you take as well, with a real mix of your photos, of not just posting the amazing isobody phenomenal transformation, but also posting the mum that's lost 10 or 15 kgs that was, you know, overweight but just now looks really nice. Like, it's not this, hey, ripped abs, everything, every single photo. Because I noticed that you have a real variety all the time in your posts, even to this day.
Yeah, you know, it's all about relatability. So, you know, if I'm just posting guys getting ripped, because that's what I'm into and that's why I'm striving, that's great for other guys in my network. But any mum, any woman, any someone elderly, like, they just physically can't put themselves in that before photo, so it's not going to have an impact on them.
And
I was just going to say, even though sometimes I do, because our results are so freaking incredible, like, I think it's a compliment that so many people think, like, our photos are Photoshop. Like, that's how good our results are. But I try to stay away from posting. Every now and then I do those just unbelievable jaw-dropping, you have to, like, triple take at it. But I also, like you said, it's just like the big income. Seeing those, like, isobody results, which are just, you can't believe it's even the same person. It's just, to me, that's like just talking about having a huge income. You can't relate to it as well. People are stuck in the body that there are now, even though the transformation's been amazing. They just can't compute. They can't believe that they could do that. But when you're also mixing in there these big ones with these stepping stone goals and these stepping stone before and afters and this, I'm not at my goal yet, but look how far I've come. That's, to me, what people can really resonate with.
I do remember, even going back, that was a trigger for Larry and I, was that even though we were talking and you were messaging me, when Larry saw a photo that resonated with her, she was like, that's the body I want. And that was the real trigger for us to meet up and obviously get started on Isogenic. So it's not just, as you said, it's not, you're only posting photos targeting me. Who knows when we would have joined, but at the end of the day, it was Larry seeing something that was resonating with her, and bang, away she went. And it was very believable, the photo that you posted, obviously. Well, we know the person, these days. But yeah, I love it, man. So moving on, there's absolute gold in that for people there. I mean, to me, I just look at it and just go, oh, what I've written down is consistency is king and be relatable. They're the two big lessons that I'm just listening to you that you've done for the whole time. I know for you as well, Jacko, like, you've transformed as a person through Isagenix. And we hear this quite often. You hear people say, you know, often Isagenix is looked at as personal development with a compensation plan attached as well. You've made some massive changes in your own personal development over the time. I'd love if you just shared with people your own little journey through that as well. I'm sure a lot of people can resonate.
Man, share my journey. Definitely, you know, personal development is huge in Isagenix, and it's huge in network marketing because, you know, it's all about, you know, it's not just about being, you know, a good person or whatever your interpretation is, but, you know, this is a people business. This is a relationship business. So if you're not someone that someone would want to know or be around or trust or be in a relationship with, you're not going very far. So, you know, when I started early and I listened to, you know, the mentors that I was listening to in my car, you know, your Michael Klaus, your David Woods, your Eric Worre, they were just talking about, you know, it's not just about, you know, whatever the tools are. You've also got to grow as yourself. You know, your wealth can only grow to the extent you grow yourself, kind of thing. So, yeah, me personally have grown, you know, I started when I was 25, which is unreal, and now I'm 28, so have, like, become a completely different person. Not a completely different person, but just learning new habits, letting go of old habits that weren't supporting me, weren't helping me, not just in my business, but in personal life. Obviously still have so much further to go and by no means a finished product or anything like that, but definitely have come a long way. It is so amazing the people that you get to be around. Like, when you really, really think about it, like, think about the people in Isagenix and who are now in your life compared to who you were kind of spending your time and energy around before Isagenix. Even that in itself is the best thing in the world.
Income aside, product aside, the community and the people, yeah, you're spot on. You'd take that every day of the week, wouldn't you?
That was, you know, when I was saying listen to McCall, yes, some podcasts were about, you know, Chris Harder, how to overcome objections, but yeah, also some podcasts were, you know, how to become a better you or how to let go of ego or how, you know, things like that, which you need just as much as you need to know how to overcome, oh, is this Shake's objective? And so, yeah, I don't know really what to say.
I love it. I mean, I've seen your journey as well, and it's been one of those things where you've continually invested. But the funny, like, not the funny part, the amazing part is that you're always continually encouraging other people. I mean, even before we jumped on this call, you made a post about some of the personal development books that you just purchased to gift to people because it has impacted your life. And I think that's massive, and it's so underrated. I know, as you're saying, so many people, they come into this business and they've never had any personal development or leadership, and it's such a key factor as you grow through the business to keep investing into yourself, into events, and into growing it. So I love it, man. Hey, I want to jump across to Jacko, because I've heard you say this a few times recently. I'm trying to get exactly how you say it, but there was something along the lines that if only I could put the vision of what I see for Isagenix and Isagenix's future into other people's minds. We're closing in on the end of 2016, and I know for a fact you're working as hard, if not harder, than you've ever worked because you believe that the timing is just amazing with Isagenix. I'd love for you to share, if you can somehow move what your thoughts are into other people's minds. Why now? Why are you working so hard now when you earn the income that you already earn?
Yeah, because remember, I think me and you, Al, I forget what event we were, but we were, remember that event training we did where we were in our basketball jerseys?
Yeah.
wherever that was, remember I tried to use the analogy that how I see Isogenics is like Apple before the iPhone. Yep. And did you see when we were in America, Eric Worre gets up and he uses it. He's like, I see Isogenics as
Apple. Maybe he saw it.
I guarantee he did. I'm dirty. I haven't got royalties. I'm going to get Emily Hayden to give him a message for me. But that's kind of how I see it. Just what motivates me is I was so blessed to be in another network marketing company for about, I think, 4 months before Isogenics. And so I love that in the fact that I know, because so many people are fortunate enough where Isogenics is their first network marketing company, like you out. Isogenics is your first. So you don't, but so many people are like you and they just don't know how lucky they've got it, like how good they have it. Other companies aren't like this. Other comp plans aren't like this. Other leadership, other corporate staff, other tools, other incentives, other products, other visions, other XYZ, they're not all like this. So I know when I kind of saw Isogenics, it was like far out. Like now that I know how good this is, I'm an idiot if I don't take advantage. So that always motivates me still to this day. And then also what I was trying to portray all those years ago now, and Eric copied me, the bugger, and took credit for, but it was like, you know, imagine that you could go back in time and you had the ability to buy stock really, really, really cheap in Apple before Apple became the household name it is today, before it came out with the iPhone and revolutionized everything and blah, blah, blah. It was like those big dorky computer things. Imagine, like, if you had the option to go back in time and buy shares, you'd rob a bank to have money to go buy shares. And so that's kind of how I see us still this day, is we are just like getting started, and we can't buy shares obviously with money and go to the bank or however you bloody buy shares, I don't know. But we can build shares, and we can build shares by building customers, and we can build shares by building teams. And so I'm not, and I definitely know this is how you and Larry see it. What I'm doing these last few years, I'm not doing it for now. I'm doing it for in 5 years' time, in 10 years' time, because the payoff and the payout is going to be incomprehensible, whatever the word is. So I've always kind of got that big goal of where we are with Isogenics now, you know, with the UK about to open, and we're only in America for like 10, 13 years or whatever it is, not even 10 years in Australia, not even getting started yet in Asia. It's just like, I told myself, Jackson, you're an idiot if you don't work. You're an idiot. Even though technically you don't have to, it's this opportunity is like you'd be, I know, I don't want to know that feeling of 2, 3, 4, 5, 10, whatever that time down the road is. I don't want to have that feeling of, you know what, I was in the perfect time, I was in the perfect spot at the perfect time, I didn't do anything about it. I don't want to have that conversation with myself, because that won't feel very good. So,
that's an awesome analogy there, man. But there's probably a lot of people that are sitting in here now, and, you know, there's so many people I know that are out there, and sometimes they just procrastinate, and it's like, oh, I'll get it done tomorrow, I'll get it done tomorrow. But like you said, when you look back and you go, oh man, if only I'd just really worked a bit harder or made those extra sacrifices looking back, so I could be genuinely living the life that I desire and doing whatever I want. I love it. Mm. So on that, Jacko, moving in, so, I mean, we have been so blessed, Larry and I have been so blessed to have worked with you and learned from you, and you're such a humble guy that even as I share this, I can see you just shaking your head going, oh, where are you going, man? With this, you're awesome at engaging people and building a team and helping people to grow their business. no doubt that was a massive, massive reason that you jumped from 8 to 9 star. And for those that have seen your Facebook, it was actually super close to 10. If only you'd given me a call to double check the numbers for you. what was the key? What was the key? You duplicate so well. You work with people so well. Like, what are you getting people to do when people are coming to you saying, "Jacko, I want this. I want it so bad." What are you telling them to do now?
Oh, good question. Well, yeah. So it's, you know, what can I even say? It was crazy, and I think a part of why it happened was, obviously a lot of action. I went, you know, events are everything. I know probably the only thing I am really good at is getting people to events, because I read GoPro my first week and it said the highest paid skill in network marketing is getting people to events. So
Larry still talks about that. She's like, "I don't know how Jackson got me to Celebration in 2014. I still don't know how he got me there." But yeah, you're a master at it.
Part of it was, it really started. So yeah, I'd been 8 star for, you'd probably know more than me, I don't know how long, but 2 years, a year?
Yeah, something like that. A year and 3 quarters it would have been, yep.
Yeah, so if you're listening to the call, you might not be able to, and I'm definitely so grateful that I was, you know, quote unquote, stuck at 8, and you might not be able to resonate with that, but you might be able to resonate with being somewhere and not be able to get past it. Mm-hmm. That might be what you can resonate with. And what I kind of focused on and learned was, and I'm definitely not saying, you know, I'm a goal setter and you've got to have goals and targets and whatever, but I was putting like so much, I guess, pressure on myself to hit 9 star, and I started to feel, emotions about, oh, I'm still 8 star, and all these just bullcrap stories we tell ourselves. And I kind of learned this premise of, you know, you hear it all the time, but I finally truly understood it. It was, you know, falling in love with the process, not the result, or falling in love with the journey, not the result. And I really started to go to work on, it was put to me, you know, it's not about, once you find the magic of, what was it? It was, chopping wood and carrying water, just to chop wood and carry water. Once you just fall in love with doing that, the results will come. And I kind of looked at it like, you know, I always think of like basketball. Al, you know that. Any analogy, it has to be sport for me. It was like, at the end of the day, it's not about setting the biggest goals. It's the people that are the best basketball players or anything like that. It's because they just love practicing. They love the game. They love to get, you know, they love going to practice. They love working on their skills, blah, blah, blah. And I kind of just started to put that into my business instead of, oh, I've got to do these launch parties because I need this result. It was like, man, imagine if I just loved launch parties. Like, imagine.
Wow.
Imagine if I just really wanted to do a launch party. Like, imagine if, even if no one enrolled, I wasn't attached to that. I just love launch parties. Or imagine if I love following up. It's not because I need 2 PIBs. Imagine if that's just what I enjoy doing. I bet if I enjoy doing that, I'll do more of it. And I bet if I do more, it will just come. And so I can't really give you an answer how I went 9 star because...
No, this is gold, man. I'll guarantee you, anyone that is listening to this, whether they're 1 star manager and they're in any sort of mini plateau, long plateau, this is, they're just shaking their head going, wow, that mindset shift alone is massive, massive, massive. Sorry, keep going, man.
No, that's what... Yeah, I can't really say what I did because it never... Even though obviously I'm wanting to grow my business, I didn't. So how it happened was, my biggest cycle week ever was 250 or 251, which I'm very grateful for. And then Monday, like here in Australia, the week ends at 2 PM on a Monday, And so I was just really adamant Michelle Darrow would go on for 3-star that week. And, you know, I got off the phone, we're like, we finally hit it. And I'm like, also, I'll just log in because I just want to double check that you've done it. And I logged in, I'm like, God, they're a bit high for the cycles are a bit high. And I'm like, I should go look at my re-entry. I'm like, far out, that's a bit high. And I cycled, like, my highest was 250, and I was sitting on 340-something with a couple hours to go in the week. And, yeah, I didn't do anything specific because I wasn't like, I know when me and you build our business, we set the goal and we put things into action. This one, I got out of the, I don't want to say don't set goals. That's definitely not what I'm trying to say,
I think it's more about the process. The result, right? It's setting the goal, driving to the goal, but you detach yourself from any emotional feelings to achieving or not achieving the goal. I'm sitting here right now listening to this, Jacko, and, you know, as much as we still speak and all the rest of it and work together, that I'm like, far out. Like, even for Larry and I, we've been set aside for a significant period of time and we look like we're going to get there, and then it backed off, and then it's like, wow, man, that's just, it really has dropped, because it's about detaching. The way I'm reading it is detach from the outcome, have the goal there, absolutely, and keep taking the actions to reach the goal, but enjoy the process of getting to the goal. That's how I'm reading it, and that is, I think that's gold. I think people jumping on this call, if they just get one thing out of it, if they can get that, and then everything else will just take it out, care of itself, is brilliant, man.
Yeah. Absolutely. It's just like another, the gym, like, everyone has goals of a, you know, body transformation or health or whatever. Everyone on this planet, I know, has a goal. But the ones that actually reach those goals and have those bodies that they want, it's not because they set the goal. It's the ones that love going to the gym. It's the ones that love, it's the ones that love what they're eating. They love to eat health. Like, those are people that get the results. And it's, you know, not everyone's born to love the gym or anything, but you can learn, you know, you find what you love about it and you do more of that. And you're not, you end up, even though you're, that's the reason you joined up to the gym was for that XYZ goal. You're not thinking about, you don't have to think about your goal every time when you're driving to the gym. You're thinking about, man, I can't wait. You know, you got your music blaring, you can't wait to get in the gym because you love just being there. And the body is going to come. How can it not?
Love it. I love it. That's awesome. And it's the same with sport, as you said. That's our guys that just walk in an hour early and they're just shooting hundreds of free throws. Could be monotonous to some, but to them, they just love it. They love the challenge of it. They love, just enjoy every moment of it. Just to really finish up on, Jacko, I love asking this question, and I know, you know, it's just random off the cuff. People out there, there's plenty of people out there that'll probably never meet you. They'll probably never be able to ask you a question about building the business. If you could just leave people with one or two things, some Jackson Park goal that you tell people right now in Isagenics that they go and do, what would those couple of things just be? You're never going to see them again. They're just going to take your wisdom and believe it and action it. What would those couple of things be?
Oh, I hate when you ask this question. to me, because you've asked me that a few times, I always think that's like a genie, right? And like, if I had a genie, I'd just wish for more wishes. And I know that's one of the rules of genies, blah, blah, blah. But that's what I would wish, more wishes. So if I could only tell someone one thing and never see them again, the one thing I'd tell them is get to every event possible. Because to me, that's just like, I'm cheating, because I'm not just telling you one thing. I'm telling you
that's awesome.
Everything. I'm telling you, because at the event, you're going to learn so many things. So events are everything to me. You know, part of this 9-star run and this explosion of business was, you know, whatever, I'm horrible with dates, but that month I was in the event in America in Vegas. The next month I'm at the event in Sydney. This month I've been at the event in Brisbane, the Super Saturday. Now in 2 weeks' time we go to the event in Melbourne, and it's, you've just got to sometimes I feel like people see it as a, as like
a chore, I think sometimes, or
yeah, well, like a sign of weakness that you need an event to fill you up. Like, I need an event to jack me up. I need an event to lift me up. I need an event to recharge me. I need an event to light the flame. And it's not, I don't know, sometimes I feel like people think that you're cool if you can build your business without events or something like that. But I just look, at the end of the day, if you're trying to drive from Brisbane to Perth or New York to LA or wherever you are in the world, it's not about trying to get there without having to stop up for fuel or stop for gas. It's,
yeah.
You just got to. Like, it's not, like, you just have to. And so I still don't understand why people want to do this business, but they haven't been to an event in the last 2 months and they're not planning to go on one the next month. It just doesn't, it baffles me. So, yeah, I would just, if I was to speak with someone for 10 minutes and never seen again, I would literally, isogenicsevents.com, all right, these next 10 minutes, we're mapping out the events that you're going to, because that could be the greatest gift I could give, is getting you to these events. Just like you, I know that's probably the best thing I did for you and Larry was, I just got you to Celebration. You guys,
that was it.
The speakers, did the rest. Yeah.
Yeah, you're 100%, and I just sit here listening and thinking about it and just going, you know what, you're so right, because if people just focus on that, people will get there and they'll catch the vision, and those that are really going to run with this and share this, that's where it's all at, isn't it? There was nothing really that could have stopped us then once we went to that event. So I love it, man. Absolutely, absolutely love it. Really, really appreciate your time. I know that everyone listens to it. You are modest. You're always like, oh, have I added value and that kind of stuff. You'll be surprised the amount of people, and I've got 3 pages of notes, and I get to, I've been growing this business with you for 2.5 years, and I've still got 3 pages of notes. So, mate, it's been an absolute pleasure as always, and really, really appreciate it. Congrats again on the 9-star delay, and see you in Melbourne next week.
Awesome. Can't wait. Thanks, Al.
Thanks, champion. See you, buddy.
Bye.